Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jenny Brooke, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. She is joined by co-host Dr. Christana and producer Mike Clark. This dynamic, sometimes crazy, sometimes funny, and always entertaining trio will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It.
I've become one of those people, you know, one of those people in a couple who go to a restaurant and they always share a meal.
It's my favorite.
We do that too.
Yeah. I don't think I've had my own meal in a restaurant for a year and a half. And you know what's fantastic about that is it's usually the exact right amount of food, sometimes still more than I really need by the time I share a meal. And you know, sometimes the restaurant will actually split the meal into two plates if you say that you're sharing.
And charge you an extra $10. Yeah, they do.
But then you look at the food on the plate and you're like, that's half the meal. Like, that's plenty of food.
Why do they give you so much food? I don't understand.
Well, that's what we're talking about. So
that's good.
Yes. Obesity in our country. So there's a lot of reasons we have obesity. We're going to talk about one of the biggest reasons, and that's portion size. And we're going to compare portion sizes in our country compared to around the world.
All right.
I know I saw a commercial this morning. It was for an Italian restaurant. It's in a chain, and they have this endless bowl of pasta salad type thing. It's like, yes. I can just picture people going
Romano's
there.
Romano's Macaroni Grill. They do that.
Yeah. It's like you could just go there and gorge yourself all day.
Well, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm not the type of person who feels full quickly. Like, if I eat a plate of, say, pasta, I immediately be like, ooh, that was so yummy, I want more. And I could eat a whole nother plate, and then 20 minutes later, it'll hit me that I just completely engorged myself.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even see you doing that,
I've
Jenny.
Done that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't do that because I've learned to not do that. But but I think it's called your apostat. It's like what tells you when you're full. Mine's pretty sluggish. Like, it's like an hour later, I'm like, yeah, I'm full. Mm. So I have to, like, use my brain. Like, that was probably enough food. I'm just going to stop now. But it's hard to control that when food is just placed so plentifully.
Right.
Is that a word?
It is now.
Plentifully.
I think it works.
Abundantly.
Abundantly in front of you. So one of my new favorite websites is called MindBodyGreen because it gives you what they call infographics, where it's literally like pictures to tell a story. And it's like charts and graphs, and it'll show, for example, the size of a piece of pizza in our country and then the size of a piece of pizza in other countries and how everything is bigger here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just bigger.
Everything's bigger in America, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of our MO.
Yeah.
Well, and Cornell has studied this. You know, we've done all these studies that show portion size is much bigger here than it used to be. And bigger than other countries. So, for example, you go to buy a soda in a store. It's usually now a 20-ounce size bottle, which is really a 2.5 serving bottle. Whereas 20 years ago, you went to buy a soda in the store, and it was an 8-ounce bottle.
Right, like those little tiny Cokes in the glass bottle. You'll see them sometimes at the deli down the street for me does those.
Now it's big gulps. Yeah. It's like 64 ounces.
Not in New York City.
Well, they tried to do that. Yeah. It didn't work.
They did it, and then they took it back. They need their 200 ounces of soda to get them through their morning.
I'd have to wear a diaper.
Well, even a bottle, the bottles were 8 ounces, and they were replaced with cans, which are 12 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there increases the calories by 50%.
Huge. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to drink whatever is put in front of you. So if you only have 8 ounces, you'll drink that and be done. If the portion is just automatically bigger, people are automatically just going to consume that much more.
You know, even fast food, compared to back when fast food first started, which I'm guessing like maybe in the early 60s, late
50s. That sounds about right.
Yeah, as far as really gaining popularity.
Yeah.
Our portion sizes are 2 to 5 times larger than they were back then.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's
a big difference.
No wonder
everyone's a little stout.
Nicely put, Mike.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, a bagel right now is 5 to 6 inches diameter. 20 years ago, it was a 3-inch diameter. Yeah, big difference.
Wow.
And we're talking, so it used to be about 140 calories. Now it's 350 calories. So it's funny, if you look 20 years ago, the size of the average person and the size of the average person now, it's like comparable weight increase compared to you can compare
food portion sizes.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. I mean, even something silly like movie popcorn. 20 years ago, it was 5 cups, 270 calories. Now, 11 cups, 630 calories.
Good grief.
Why is that? I don't understand.
Are we
that.
Hungrier? They just wanted to be able to charge more? I don't understand.
Maybe that's what I would think it would be.
That's a good point. Why is that? And yeah. I think that it always comes back to money. So you have to look at this from a money perspective. If you go to a fast food place, and like you'll see these on the signs as you drive by, you can get any size drink for 99 cents, right?
Right.
Because it doesn't really cost them a whole lot more for an extra 4 ounces. Mm-hmm. It's really more the packaging and all. So they can show more value by giving you more food, and it doesn't necessarily increase the cost.
Well, on that same note, I wonder if it has to do with the quality of our food has decreased so significantly over the past 50 years that they have to increase the quantity or we'd never feel full.
Empty calories.
Yes, I totally agree with you. Which one of the most frustrating things is when a really good quality food restaurant comes into town, and part of the beautiful presentation of this food is naturally not a huge quantity. When a restaurant's really focused on quality, and so then people will go to the restaurant and they'll say, oh, that place is terrible. They don't give you enough food. I left hungry. It didn't even fill my whole plate, right? Because we're so conditioned to believe that quantity equals value versus the quality of the food. So I totally agree. And the higher the quality food, the more money it takes to grow. It's not about portion size. Mm-hmm. But yeah, cheap food. Yeah.
Now, I've heard a scientific theory about this, that people will eat whatever is in front of them, because it goes back to when we were hunter-gatherers, because you didn't know when you're going to have your next meal. So you would just like ingest as much food as you possibly could.
It's like Kaiser. We're no better than my dog.
Well, seriously. Right. I mean, and it makes sense, really. But obviously, you know, we can eat food anytime we want. So,
So you could give him a half a cup of food in the morning, or you could give him 3 cups of food and he's going to eat the whole thing.
Right, exactly.
Yes, exactly. So, or 8 donuts off of the desk.
And that's
in
the way
room.
We were when we were primal, you know?
Exactly.
Okay, so when we come back from break, I'm actually going to discuss how much calories we consume per day compared to, say, I don't know, Canada, Mexico, France, Italy, Japan.
All right.
You're listening to Raw Talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. If you're in the southern New Hampshire area, mention this radio show and schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny for just $47. That's a $250 value for just $47. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 673-5600. To find a chiropractor in your area, go to www.chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now back to Raw Talk about full potential living for the health of it.
So if you go over to Japan and you look at a menu, it'll actually have like the regular items and then it'll say the American portion.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They know. They know that we eat a ton.
So they have to break out the bigger plates for that?
Yes.
Dr. Chris, weren't you telling me you saw that at a local Japanese restaurant?
I don't remember where it was. It may have been in Atlanta, but it was a Japanese restaurant that had, the description of the plate with a price, and then it said American portion, and it was nearly twice the cost because they probably ran into the trouble of so many Americans eating there and going, this is hardly any food. This isn't enough for me. So they give the option of, okay, well, then we'll charge you more for twice as much. And then you can look at your plate and be satisfied.
You must be perceived as gluttonous, I guess. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And that's kind of our MO, Mike. That's our MO. Big and gluttonous.
Yeah.
Well, the Japanese, they on average consume about 2,800 calories a day. And in America, we consume on average 3,700 calories per day.
And what?
And if you look at the Japanese,
they're
smaller people. Well, I'm saying on average. But what's interesting is when people from foreign countries come to America, they gain weight quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a study at the Florida International University that found that young Asian adults who had come from China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Japan, and Korea gained 5 pounds soon after they arrived.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to America.
Yeah. So you move here, you gain weight. You know, and foods that we have adopted from foreign countries, like croissants and bagels, they're 2 to 3 times larger than they are in the other countries. I mean, our portions sizes don't just exceed those in like less developed countries, but like the developed world. It's not that, you know, we just have access to better food, or we just make things bigger. Like, for example, our hot dogs are 63% larger than in Paris.
What are they? You have like cocktail weenies on a bun?
Our yogurts are 82% larger than Paris. Soft drinks are 52% larger. Candy bars are 41% larger. And our Chinese food is 72% larger.
What percentage larger are our people?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's funny because you go to Paris, the average person living in Paris that's Parisian is a very small size. Like they would be equivalent to like a man here who wore size small. And that's normal and average. Men are just, they're skinnier, mm-hmm. they're smaller all around.
Interesting.
So what do? Just because we live in America and we're given humongous portions, it doesn't mean we have to eat that way. But it does take a conscious effort to not fall into that trap. So going back to what I said initially, I love it that I'm a share a meal kind of girl now.
Me mm-hmm. too. Yeah.
The other things that I've done, and this is a little harder to do, but if I'm going to a restaurant that I know gives very large portion sizes, I'll literally say, before you bring that to me, could you please wrap up half of it?
Oh, that's really? A good idea.
Yeah. Most places will do it.
Eating.
Yeah. It's kind of like the same thing as putting the meal in two. They'll just wrap up half. I think that's easier than looking at a plate and telling yourself, I will only eat half of this.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That is so hard.
There's something that's really tasty on there. I mean, I'll even, like, mid-fork going, oh, I don't need this, but it's just so good.
I'm usually done after the bread and salad.
Yeah?
Seriously. Well, and that's true. The other thing that I find is I'll order an appetizer as my meal.
Yeah, we do that bar bites all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, or, like, share a salad.
And that's kind of fun because you get a little bunch of different tastes, you know?
The other thing that's great is tapas restaurants.
Yeah, I love it.
Tapas is great.
The small plates.
Well, and the beauty of a tapas restaurant is they may come over and you order a few things off the menu, keep your menus just in case. They'll bring one or two plates over. And then you're working on those, and then you might have to wait a few minutes before your next plate comes out. So guess what? The appetite trigger has a moment where you're breathing to get up to your brain and say, okay, you're almost there. Mm-hmm. So you're less likely to overeat. And I think the pace at which we eat matters a lot too.
Yes, that's a very
and
good point.
The whole idea of 3 square meals a day, and that was something that was pushed, I'm sure, by the FDA and the US or the USDA. Yeah. Yeah, so it's a lot of factors.
I have my mom's voice in my head saying, set your fork down in between bites.
That does slow down. If you count how many times you chew your food, it helps too. Mm-hmm. If you count to 20, just take 20, like chew it up 20 times, it'll slow you down a lot.
The other thing that happens is if you do eat that mushy, gushy white bread before the food, it doesn't necessarily fill you up. What it does is it makes your body start searching for other nutrients. So it makes you eat more.
Right.
Oh.
So that's something to consider.
Wow. So many tricks, Jenny.
I know. And then the other thing is go to higher quality restaurants. So instead of going out 3 nights a week and going to local chains that have humongous portions, save your money. Once a week, go to a nice high quality restaurant where you're actually getting nutrients and not ridiculous portions.
Yeah, right. The quality of the food is going to be better. Definitely.
Some tricks for eating at home is fill your plate before you go to sit down at the table. So instead of making it family size, if you're working on portions, or just don't make extra food. Or say you're going to have some chips. Don't take the whole bag to the couch. Mm-hmm. Take a handful, put them on a plate, go to the couch. So give yourself a reasonable portion size instead of just leaving it all out. Like, for example, I love having, say, a bowl of nuts on the counter, like say some almonds or walnuts for the kids to just, but I find that I'm walking by and just eating them the time. So making it a little bit harder to get to your food.
Self-control, people.
Smaller plates too. Instead of putting a dinner plate out on the table, put a salad plate.
Yes.
And fill that up and you'll find it's plenty. Mm-hmm. Plenty large.
Yeah. And if you're thinking about seconds, just give yourself an extra 5 minutes, drink a glass of water. You know, you can always take it home if you're at a restaurant. You can always go back an hour later if you're still hungry. Sometimes just slowing down at the meal itself.
You'll be happier the next day when you go to put on your string bikinis.
So. Yeah,
absolutely.
You look great in your string bikini, Mike.
Oh, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Oh, my.
On portion that, control.
On that note, be well, everybody.
You've been listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it. Your host was Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. Mention this radio show and schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny for just $47. This is a $250 value for just $47. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, call 673-5600 or check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. You can also find Dr. Jenny on Facebook at Spinal Corrective Center. Thank you for listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it.